Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast. Of course, with our trading expert Jake right here next to me.
What's up guys, how are you doing today?
We are recording on a Wednesday as usually. And I don't know if to say the bad news or the good news, but let's say we are doing Ultimate Team of the Season, and we would have expected today the guaranteed SBC for this Ultimate Team of the Season. We didn't get it. I think Jake has the team on the screen.
I do, yeah.
Not too much to say about the team, I think, but what do you think about the whole situation with the missing SBC that everybody is talking?
Yeah, this I'll start with the team just for a second, because the team is pretty much expected. Like Florian said, it is what it is. They always release a few guys that are more like SBC fodders, just so it's not overpowering and not too great. So they pick a few high ratings that they know aren't too prominent in teams, like Hummels, even though I've heard that card is underrated this year, Oblak, Alberto, Immobile, Summer, cards like that that they know aren't too prominent, that aren't going to be featured in your team as much, but they have to insert a few of them so it's not all 1 million coin plus players. They've done that every year, so that's not a surprise. Where instead of like Hummels, they could have done a Varane or something like that. And instead of Immobile, they could have done a Werner. So there's some easy substitutes they could have made to make it more overpowered, but I would never expect that from EA, and it helps balance things out if they do SBCs for them, where it's just you're not going to get a million coin player guaranteed, because it's not how they like to run things. Speaking of, we did not get ultimate guaranteed SBC today, which they've been coming previously on Wednesdays during all team of the season. Outside of Prem, that did come on a Thursday. And it's pretty frustrating for the community, because what we got instead was something called Ultimate Deluxe SBC, which basically cost like 130K, and it guaranteed you one team of the season from any of the top five leagues. So you could get someone like a Hummels, or you could get someone like Neymar. From what I'm seeing, there's a ton of keepers being packed, but there are those few good pulls here and there. It's completely sporadic, but of course EA is going to dish out a lot of players worth less than the SBC, a lot of goalkeepers, a lot of team of the season fodder type players. So it is pretty discouraging, because a lot of people look forward to the ultimate guaranteed. They've really enjoyed it in years past. And a lot of people view it as a chance to, you know, get those Ronaldos, Neymars, Ben Yedders, Messis that they can't quite afford if they have like a million or 500K. So it's really discouraging, and I had so many people ask me on Twitter and Instagram, when is it coming, just because they're excited. I don't think they're invested for it. The investments crossed over really well with the SBC today. I know you can attest to that personally, Florian, but a lot of people use a high-rated team of the season, and then 83 and 84 cards a lot to backfill, so those gold cards are what really stuck out well. So it wasn't even about investing. It was more about just disappointment that the content didn't come. So I am personally disappointed. I wish we would have had the ultimate. I still hope it comes. I don't know if it can come tomorrow or will, but to not release it would just be kind of scummy from EA. I mean, it's almost middle of June, so I have no reason to think they wouldn't.
So a couple of ideas here. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't think we've ever had an ultimate team of the season with four 99 rated cards. Mm-hmm. So we have De Bruyne, Virgil, Ronaldo, Messi and Leva, so one from each big league, let's say, and 298s from League One. Mm-hmm. So that's nice to have. Of course I was hoping until the last moment to get this guaranteed SBC for Ultimate Team. First of all, to do it for myself.
Yep.
Because, you know, guys, I like to lose coins while doing all the SBCs possible. Second of all, maybe it comes... They still have time to release it. Maybe it comes tomorrow. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they do something else from Friday on. I don't know. Low chances of happening. We've got this deluxe team of the season who is very similar to the party bag SBC from FUT Birthday.
Yep.
We've got three of those during FUT Birthday. I would expect to get another one tomorrow also.
Yep.
Another deluxe SBC. I was telling you this before we started recording, and I want to repeat it also for the people listening. Probably, guys, the outcome of the SBC is the same. I know you yep. are upset now and you don't feel it, but imagine throwing in an 89 rated squad and getting the same player that you'd have got if you would have done one of or two of these ones that we got today. So if you would have got like Summer as a goalkeeper, okay, I know that the hope is high, because I'm hoping also all the time to pack some big boys there, but I never did.
Yep.
So the guaranteed ones were never good for me.
Yep.
So yeah, disappointment as usual with EA Sports, but at least we have some content on the part of the trading, let's say, just to end it up. I've bought a lot of 84, 85, yeah, mm-hmm. hundreds of 84, 85s rated cards yesterday morning. I think yesterday morning I didn't know about the deluxe SBC. It came in the afternoon, like the code, and I went like a little bit unassigned. I bought like 284, 85s. I didn't sell them yesterday because I was hoping for the big one today. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the big one today, but I've got the other deluxe one, and I've made some profit there. So in terms of trading, the lower rated fathers, let's say 82, 85, 86, went quite well this week.
Yeah, they definitely did. Like we talked about too, people are just throwing in that high rated team of the season, like even like a 92 mm-hmm. through a 95. So that makes it, guys, so like an 86 or 87 squad is just that 92 or a couple 90 pluses and a bunch of 83s and 84s, which still makes it the cheapest. So that's what you mm-hmm. saw in Footbin quite often. And then on top of that, guys, we did get a lot of upgrade packs this week requiring 82s and 83s. So all of that really pushed up the 82 through 85 market in particular. So was a good investment. All this team of the season, guys, investing in fodders, SBC fodders on the weekend and holding into the week is just worked out incredibly well. It's super basic, but if you can make a few K a card and you're only paying 3 or 4K on the card, that's a huge ROI if you're willing to put in the time to buy a few hundred or 50 or whatever it may be. It's good profit for those lower budgets or even bigger budgets if you're willing to buy a lot.
Yeah, and I let me take a short second to explain the guys how I did it.
Yeah.
Because, so guys, I had like almost 3 million coins cash in my club. I went for the weekend with some friends outside of the city, and I said, hey, I need to invest in something. I didn't want to play FIFA this weekend, so I didn't get a chance to buy it because I was already gone. But when I came back on Monday, I said, let's see what I can buy, because they are coming, these SBCs, for the rest of the world and for the ultimate team,
yep.
Ultimate team of the season, and maybe they release another, let's say, a good SBC. And people are doing what Jake is saying. They are throwing some very high rated cards, and they are completing that with 85, 84s.
Yep.
And what I did, I bought, like I said, I told you, 200. I have here in my front, I bought Coquez, Sauls, Matuidi, Higuain's. The cheapest 85s were Higuain and Lukaku. Of course, I didn't buy goalkeepers. I never buy goalkeepers when there is this, let's say, investment opportunity. And my idea was to make between 3 and 5K per card. I was happy while doing that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And yeah, so it's not like this opportunity where you like double or triple your coins, but if you make like 2 or 3K a card and you have 200, 300 of them buying with 3 million coins, you can make, let's say, from 3 million, you can make 500 to 1 million coins back, which is very nice. And it's like maybe I pay from those coins for the guaranteed SBCs and so on. So this is what I did. I would advise you, like, of course, now team of the season is almost ending, but it was a pattern during this team of the season to invest in this kind of lower rated cards.
Yep. No, it works super duper well, like you said. And those are just safe plays too. If you're buying at the bottom, some of the cheapest ones in the outfield position, what's going to happen, right? They're not going to go down once after they're supplied heavily on the weekend. So really safe, smart investing there from Florian. And you know, when he says he's gonna, when he's gonna make like a million coins off these, it's pretty basic stuff, guys. He's buying on the weekend, selling into the week, and yes, he has a lot of coins to begin with, but he's gonna make some really nice profit there. So, GG's.
Yeah, actually, I want to tell you guys. So even if you have, let's say, you have 200k coins, you can make like 70-80k back. Yep, so it's exactly. Like one third of the coins invested, you are making it back. And I didn't expect, because during last weeks we didn't really have like very good value SBCs. Mm-hmm. So I didn't expect like they would have the cards to go very high.
Yep.
But for example Saul or Sule or De Ligt, they reached almost 20k between 6 and 7 p.m. UK time.
Yep.
So if you would have bought, let's say, I didn't buy during lightning rounds, right? But if you would have bought for, let's say, 10k during 10, 11k during lightning rounds, you could have even doubled the coins.
Totally.
I wasn't so into it. I was away. I bought them a little bit more expensive, like for 12, 13, 14k.
Yep.
So that's why I made only 5k a card, but I was happy with that, and that was my objective with that.
Yeah, and 5k a card is nothing to complain about, right?
Yeah. I mean, we will talk about it, let's say, maybe later with Thursday flips. Sometimes with Thursday flips, you can make like 5k a card,
yep.
And people are happy with that. So
exactly.
I would say for an investment of 10-15k to get 5k back, it's very, very good.
Exactly. One thing I want to touch on, Florian, that I think sometimes we just forget to mention in the podcast are the SBCs that we've had so far during Ultimate Team of the Season. I wanted to touch on it quick because you and I think we're pretty flat-headed when it comes to EA. We don't hate the company or anything. We think that, they're not a good company, but we're not going to just go attack them as much as we can. We're not out to get anyone. So, guys, what I'm looking at here is I'm looking at the SBC selection, and I think they've done a pretty darn good job during this particular portion of Team of the Season because this Mertens, I really like the value on him. Everyone that I've heard playing with this premium version of Dries Mertens loves him. I think he was around 400k to complete, maybe a touch over that when he came out. Fodder's really inflated, guys, so it says 575k here, but that's not what he cost when he came out. And I'm hearing amazing things about him. This card was really well loved in previous versions of FIFA. In Foot 17 when he came out, I know he was a favorite. So that was an awesome SBC. A lot of people were doing upgrades at the time or had red picks to throw in too. So really loved him. And then the other one that I really liked was Modric. He's got a 96 card. It only cost an 85 and 86 squad. Again, it says he's 240k about, but he was quite a bit cheaper, closer to the 200k mark upon release. And that is an amazing card for 200k. He's a 96. All his stats are 86 base plus, so that's amazing on him. And then the only one that I was pretty impartial for, I didn't really like as much, was Danny Ings. They did well upgrading him to 4-star, 4-star, but there's just something about his play style that would still play clunky most likely for people. I don't really love the selection of player. There's not much else they can do. They made him a 93 with 94 pace, 93 dribble, etc. But I still don't think he'd play to that level people will want. So not many people completed him to my knowledge, but a lot of people did complete Mertens and Modric, which is important to keep in mind even for Thursday flips.
Yeah, and regarding these SBCs, of course, we are happy with these SBCs.
Yeah.
Let's say we have more than last year, but if we take into consideration the fact that we don't have the icon SBCs, it's kind of something to fill in the gap.
Totally.
So what I want to say about these SBCs, because you know, guys, I'm doing all the SBCs that they can fit my team. I did the Lucas SBC and many, many more. I like them a lot in two situations. One situation, if is if that card is the best one in that position.
Yep.
And we had Ramos SBC, we had Boateng SBC, yep. We had Goretzka SBCs. At that point, those cards were the best in, on those positions.
Totally.
And we have the cards which are like four league favorites or club favorites. We had a lot of Real Madrid SBCs. For someone who's a Real Madrid fan, they will do those SBCs. And we had, let's say, Danny Ings, maybe Liverpool fans, because he was playing there, they will do it. I don't know. So these are more specific ones. They don't reach a broad audience, but there are a lot of fans who would do those SBCs. And I think they did a good job regarding it.
Yeah, no, I think they've done really good. And like we've talked about this in previous podcasts, and you just mentioned it there too, where you talk about Ramos, the Ramos SBC, which is one of the best in his position in leagues, but they're also putting out players that link SBCs that a lot of people have, right? So a lot of people have done Militao, and a lot of people have done that right back Ramos, and now they release Modric. So that's like a really nice, yeah, strong link triangle a lot of people can use that is untradeable. And I bet there's a super high number of people that will be playing with at least two out of those three, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it's good, you know, it's good. They can kind of upcharge SBCs based on it. That's the only thing we dislike, is because it encourages, and I would even say pushes people to do them more, where people are like, oh, I should do Militao because I have Ramos, or I should do this card because I have him. And that is EA's intention, but as long as they're priced fairly, I have no problem with that. I just don't want to see them overpriced for that reason.
Actually, I can tell you that I saw a lot of players complaining about some expensive SBCs. And what I want to tell you guys is that this year, EA gave us a lot of high-rated cards. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will say it for free, but not for free, for your time playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of objective cards. And I can tell you that myself, actually, by playing the game, and I'm playing rivals, or I'm not playing to do the objective.
Sure.
Sometimes I see myself only missing like one objective for one player, and I'm just doing that. Or if you play regularly, you'll see that,
yep,
out of three cards released in a week, for two of them, it's very easy to do them. So I would say this year, and that's why everything is more expensive.
Let's, you're right.
Because people were comparing the guaranteed SBCs from Team of the Season, their pricing, and that last year we had, I don't know, an 84 rated squad for League One or for Premier League.
Yep.
Yeah, but this year you could get, like, you do this season objective or milestones or whatever,
yep,
and you get higher rated cards basically for free. And they are counting on that. So that's why they don't want to make them cheaper and cheaper, because they know, I mean, probably they have a system and they know how many untradeables, what's the average of untradeable cards that players have in their clubs.
Yeah, no, I think they totally know that. And then they, without icon SBCs, they know they can price things a little bit heavier because people will spend those coins. So totally, people were telling me, you know, like, people were asking me about the rating of the ultimate guaranteed if it came out, and I said, yeah, for pretty firmly 89 rated, because of what we've seen so far for ratings. I mean, guys, you're submitting an 86 squad for an average of a 70k team of season. Like, on average, guys, your chances of packing something under 75k in value is like 50-50 for these team of the season pulls from the top five leagues, which is pretty, yeah, crazy. So they don't really care. And but one thing that they can track, and I know they can track this, is completion percentages on SBCs, and they're seeing that people are still willing to do these regardless of the price,
mm-hmm,
the price upgrades. So there's no reason for them to lessen it. And even these SBCs we kind of laughed at with the deluxe, everyone's saying like, oh, these are terrible value, these, you know, everyone's still doing them. So they're really not going to tone that down, because them taking those coins off the market and putting them into untradables is really good for their business model. And if people are doing them, why would they stop? It's just like, you know, a lot of people right now are frustrated with EA and some of the content and things like that. But lightning rounds, guys, sold out during all team of the season. During June, they've been selling out, guys, and there's only a few months left to FIFA now, and they're still selling out. So whatever business model EA is running or working towards is working well for them. So it's hard for everyone to expect these massive changes when they're growing so well year over year.
Yeah, and just to fill out with some data here, because I did a poll, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. I was doing a counting in my club. And last week, so probably I have even more until now, but last week I had 29 high-rated untradeable players for which I didn't have any use. So not from my first 11 or the bench.
Wow.
So I had 29 cards above 90 rated, for which are just sitting in my club. And at this point in time, I have three of those, because I've got them from my quick sell recovery.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a duplicate Verratti, an Aouar, and a Depay.
Oh, sure. From so your these upgrades. Are,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so these are 94 rated cards, which are like in duplicate page, plus those, let's say 29, maybe 30 something cards. So I have a lot of cards. I made a poll, and in the poll, 30% of, so one third of the players who answered, have more than 15, for which they don't have any use. Jeez. And you could have seen that if you see how many people completed Lucas SBC just because they didn't have what to do with the cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people were craving SBC content for sure. I mean, that's why people have been complaining about lack of SBCs, lack of icons, and that's why people were hopeful for the guarantee too, just because people have told me literally in messages, I wish I could show you guys, but just in messages, people are saying, I have these teams built and ready to go for the ultimate guarantee, just because they're excited. And like you said, they have the cards. So I hope they find a little bit better of an SBC system next year. I think the player moments was lacking a lot during this year. It was super inconsistent where they released like a really good card for a while. Like I remember they released Moments Lala. He wasn't a non-expiration, but he came out, and then Goretzka came out, but there was no like timeline. Sometimes I think they went up to like 3 or 4 weeks without releasing one, and then other times it would be like one weekly, you know. So sometimes there is no pattern to it, and if they don't have icons, to me, they need to be doing those pretty consistently, or just like on a certain basis. Like even if they say 2 or 3 a month, then we're good. But I wish they could outline that a little bit, just so people can know when to expect those high-tier cards that will cost a lot, and that they should save red picks or fodder for, because people will save cards if they know that there's some new cards that are exciting coming out.
Of course, and I'm one of the examples there with people. I'm just saving cards to do something better with them, not to just do all the SBCs possible and they don't even fit my squad.
Exactly.
Going further, Jake, because I know people are expecting this this part of the show.
Sure.
Tomorrow is Thursday, so if you get a chance to see it very fast, maybe you get a hint on what to buy today before the rewards on Thursday. And the question here from my side, Jake, do you expect to have a big compared to previous weeks, a big rebound of prices of let's say linkable cards tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that the market's gonna go up. I don't think it will be as dramatic as link investing will be as dramatic as previous weeks, and that's kind of just due to logic here, guys. I'm gonna go back to the ultimate team of the season team real quick here, and the main problem with link investing this week is there's just so widespread of picks, right? Because these picks are from all the top 5 leagues. They're all over the place. Some won't even make your starters, right? Like when I look at Immobile, Oblak, Summer, Alberto, who knows if they're going to actually make your team at all. So it's hard to pick out specific link investments, because in previous weeks you just get League One players because everyone was getting League One picks, right? This week, you don't necessarily know as much. One thing that I will let you guys know, and something that's important to keep in factor, is you don't need to think about guys linking Neymar and Ronaldo and Mbappe, KDB. You don't really need to think about who links with those type of players, because they're honestly just going to be given out so rarely in red picks. It's not as important. Think about like a 500k or under mark here. So I'm actually going to scroll to the bench, and I'm looking at usable players like Sancho, Kimmich, Alexander-Arnold, Henderson, Carvajal. Those types of players will get picked quite often. Hummels even, and people might try to force them in their team. So one pick that I really like is Hakimi, team of the season. He links with Hummels and Sancho, and he's one of the few right backs in the Bundesliga. So kind of piecing those things together, I really like him. Gold VVD is out of packs again, and similar to Premier League team of the season, Trent and Henderson link with him super duper well, which a lot of people will get. So I like Gold VVD because he's out of packs. He's still one of the better Premier League center backs overall. And there's not many center backs here if you're looking, guys, in this ultimate team of the season. There's only Van Dijk, who not many people will get. And then there's Hummels, which who knows if he starts in your team. Something else important to note, guys, is there's actually no left backs in this team, which is really unusual. I mean, it's just kind of surprising they didn't put in a left back like Theo Hernandez or Robertson or something like that. So left backs have potential to do well tomorrow because no one's going to be packing them, right? So you can just think of some of the better left backs in the game, like Theo Hernandez, Alphonso Davies. Players that are the best left backs in their league should do pretty well, in my opinion. And then a couple other players are out of packs, like Gold Neymar. I still consider him endgame for a lot of people. Maybe not for you or I, but Gold Neymar will still be used. That's why he's still holding above 200k value on PS4. So I like him a lot. And then like one other idea lastly is I really like Team of the Season Gnabry for Kimmich, because Kimmich will get packed quite a bit. There's a really severe lack of right wings in the Bundesliga. There's just not that many to pick from. And he's risen pretty well during other times in Team of the Season. So I think he'll do well. So those are some pretty darn specific players for you guys, and I expect them to rise well tomorrow.
Guys, so if you are hearing me typing, just to make a summary, Hakimi, Virgil, Theo Hernandez, Davies, Gold Neymar, and Gnabry. I wrote them down because I want to watch these cards and to tell you in the next show how good they did after this, let's say, tip regarding them. And I remember Jake, last week you were saying something about linking Brazilian left backs to Neymar. I think it was, because it was League One team of the season.
And to the center backs.
And center backs. And I remember one player specifically did very, very well. If you recall it, if not, I will help you.
Well, a lot did really good. I mean, any icon outside backs did well. And then I think we mentioned on screen that Lodi was a good look, and I think he went up 50k about per card. He went from like 110 to 160, so that was one of them. But any Brazilian outside backs did really well.
Yeah, and actually Lodi was a very good example, because you could have made like 50k per 100k, so that was a very good investment.
Yeah,
but I was thinking at Roberto Carlos.
Yeah, Roberto flew last week, guys. Roberto Carlos's baby card on PS4 literally went from 320 to 480k, which is like a 30% or so return on that size investment, which is insane, because I mean that's just such a high percentage at that budget. But there is not many good left backs in that team, and then he just linked Neymar and then Thiago Silva and Marquinhos, so they were really good looks. All of them did well. Emerson, Capita's icon card on the right side, so yeah, they did really well. Kind of looking at the same theme, I will say, too, they're probably a little bit high right now. They were a little bit cheaper yesterday, but Rio Ferdinand is an icon I expect to do really well tomorrow, because he links with Trent and he links with Henderson, and I'd consider him pretty endgame for a lot of people. Yesterday, he went down to like 410 on PS4. I'm just showing them here, actually. He went down during some panic to like 410. And now he's already up to 470. And then his prime, I think, will do really good too. Yeah, just because he links those players so well, and there's not many center backs to choose from in this team.
Yeah, no, I think the same. You know how it is, guys. Sometimes a player rises more than the other. Let's say on some players you make 50K, on some players you make 10 or 15K. Usually these investments are very good. And if you buy on Wednesday night, there is not something wrong that can go with those. If you buy on Sunday, sometimes people buy on Sunday or on Monday morning. Sometimes some SBCs get released during Monday and Tuesday, and you can get some problems there, especially if they are like certain like player SBCs, not guaranteed ones. But I think you are safe to buy on Wednesdays.
I think so too.
What do you think, Jake? What's coming next?
I think footies is like the only logical answer for me. I mean, basically at this point in the year, guys, they need to release high-end cards to compete with these team of the season. Anything else is going to be pretty much dead. I'm not sure if you guys did hear, but they did in fact say that ultimate team of the seasons will be in rewards again next week. So you'll have a pretty sweaty week in league, a lot of people playing. And then after that, from there, I guess we'll see what they'll do. Team of the week should be coming back like the week of the 24th of June. And I just hope those don't return to red picks, because, you know, imagine getting like an 83 or 82 team of the season card now in June after you've already been getting these ultimate and league specific team of the season cards. It would be so dead for so many people. So I hope they take a different route than that. And then, like I said, footies is one of the only things I can imagine coming up, and maybe they make it a 2-week promo just to kind of almost kill some time or just extend it a little bit. Just because, again, they don't have that much more content wise to release. These are a lot of the best cards in the game now. Yeah. So they don't have a lot of room to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel that we are planning something for us this weekend.
Sure.
They either continue to have something related to team of the season, because one reason is that this deluxe SBC expires on Saturday, I think.
Yep.
So I don't know what can be impacts. I hope they're not doing a big move, like, I don't know, full team of the season impacts, or I don't know, something like that. would be crazy. I remember last year they did like some specials, like 4 or 5 specials promos grouped teams in the same week, and the market crashed and everybody was upset.
Yep.
But let's see what we get.
No, I'm with you. I just hope it's fun and engaging content. I think that's what we all want right now. People love grindable content, and so far in team of the season we haven't.
Anything else you want to add? Or
I don't think so. I think we covered most of it.
Yeah, guys, so remember, you still have some time to buy some cards if you are watching this on Wednesday or Thursday very early.
Yep.
My personal advice is not to wait for the screen on Thursday at 6 p.m. Maybe we get a screen and the people panic. So if you have investments, Thursday is a very safe day to sell them. Of course, if you risk it, you can make maybe more coins, but that's on you.
Yep.
You can watch this on YouTube. Of course, if you are here on YouTube, you can listen to it on Spotify, sure, Google, and Apple Podcasts. This was episode 26, guys. Thank you for being here with us. Thanks to Jake for all the advices that he gives us. And see you next time.
Yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in again. Have a great Wednesday / Thursday.